Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about item focused. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble with the boundaries because it's like you're going to blast my ears off. You have no
boundaries with your volume.
No boundaries with.
Oh, well, that's better.
Okay, I know you're used to the silent radio. I know.
Well.
But in any event, we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content, please join me in welcoming our heckler in chief. Lisa Dunn is in the house. Welcome.
Hello there, Ron.
We're in for a good one today. You're in for a good broadcast today. If you've never listened to an appearance with Lisa Dunn and I on radio, boy, you are in for some fun. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We are celebrating today.
What are we celebrating, Ron?
I don't know.
Where's her Facebook Live?
The fact that Facebook Live is not working properly right now. That's what
Sorry,
we're
guys.
National American Red Cross Founders Day.
Oh, heck, let's celebrate.
Yeah, that's I shouldn't say it's a yawner, but National Waitstaff Day. Bartender, I'll have another drink, please.
Oh, that kind of, okay.
National Memo Day. Strawberries and Cream Day. We will
say we need food or alcohol.
Strawberries and Cream Day. We'll take that one, I guess. I mean,
that's it.
That's all we've got. That's tomorrow's vanilla pudding day, so maybe we'll have to jump toward tomorrow.
That's rather bland, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a boring day. Speaking of a boring day, how about the markets? They've been up all morning, and they stayed up all morning. Some people like it when the markets are up. I enjoy it when we've got an up market as well. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 137 points. But that we like that. Oil down 35 cents a barrel. Should I even look? Does anybody want to get ill along with me at this time of morning, taking a look at what might be happening in Taxifornia and with our gasoline prices? Yeah, maybe we'll take a look at it. 284.5 is the national average. Taxifornia, 403.8. Compare that to the oil-producing state of Hawaii, 365.1. Or if you want to go to Alabama, they're at 245.8, and they're not even the best in the land. All the way down there along in the south, it's all in the 240. South Carolina even, 245.7. So if you need some gasoline, that seems to be the place to go to get gas. I generally just go to Taco Bell.
Oh.
Whoops. Yeah, that's.
I was gonna say, is that why you go to Taco Bell?
Run
ball action you had going there.
Yeah, that wasn't a. Well, holy cow, we got it. Does that sound like a bong action to you?
Yeah, it does.
No. Here, if you want the bong action, I mean, you can tell that Lisa just was in Washington D.C.
I didn't come from Colorado.
Yeah. Well, we know about Washington D.C. though. Yeah, that's about all you can get out of Washington, D.C. They are not normal in Washington, D.C., and maybe did it wear a hot side? I'm just checking out to see. Maybe some of that Washington, D.C. action might have worn off there. I don't know.
Maybe I need to go back.
Maybe you need – do you really want to?
Actually, I love that town.
Do you?
I do.
Well, I'm not going to say that there's a lot of loons there, but there's a lot of loons there.
Sit right in, Ron.
I would sit right in. That's what they tell me. Holy cow. So we're going to check that one. I think we're going to turn that volume off. So if you're trying to watch us, we are on YouTube Live this morning.
YouTube Live.
YouTube Live or ronsiegelradio.tv. ronsiegelradio.tv. You can catch us live right there as well. So we'll, and we're going to try and share that in just a second. We'll try and share that.
You know what kind of havoc you're causing me over here in social media land?
I know. You know something, though? RonSiegelRadio.tv. It's the safe place to view us every single morning.
Oh.
Because that's a little bit more reliable than Facebook. For some reason, Facebook seems to have some anomalies.
They don't like you, Ron.
Yeah, they don't like anybody that's conservative, but that's just a different story.
I don't think that's the reason, Ron.
Oh.
tough crowd.
John, don't we have a mute button here today? I'm just checking on that. Moving right along, let's see what's in the daily briefing today. Is there a surprise alert?
Surprise.
Yeah, a federal judge upheld a congressional subpoena seeking President Trump's financial records from an accounting firm. The judge, now this is, I saw this article and I'm trying to figure out. The judge argued that even without launching a formal impeachment inquiry, Congress was still within its rights to investigate potentially illegal behavior by a president. Who was the judge arguing with? I'm just curious. I mean, I've done a few visits to courts of law, always civil. Don't get into any ideas.
Where's just that bong noise again?
Yeah, but I've been there at that a couple of – nobody argues with a judge. So the judge doesn't need to argue, but it is a President Obama-appointed judge. So is there any surprise here that he decided against the president? Just throwing that out there. House panel releases Michael Cohen transcripts. The House Lack of Intelligence Committee has released transcripts of its private interviews with Michael Cohen. So we know who the chairman of the Lack of Intelligence Committee is. That is the Lack of Intelligence, Adam Schiff. Now, I do have his theme song right here.
Now. I have a nice picture of me and Adam Schiff together.
Yeah, well, at least half the picture's nice.
Oh.
Nothing like a little air superior.
Moving right along. So, Adam Schiff. I mean, talk about lack of intelligence. How do they even use his name in the same sentence as intelligence? Unbelievable. Not only is he a lack of intelligence, he has a lack of integrity, liar. I mean, what else can we say about Adam Schiff that might be fitting and appropriate? CNN, supposedly, another one of the fake news. You got to get the CNN information from us here on Ron Siegel Radio. We have 7 listeners, and that doubles the CNN audience. CNN, they have their correspondent Randy Kay interviewed 19 undocumented workers, better known as illegal aliens, who all claim they work for the Trump Organization. And all said they had met Donald Trump, and several claimed he must have known they were undocumented. Now, he's got tens of thousands of employees, and every one of them has met President Trump. Fascinating. I wonder if everybody's met at Apple that works for Apple has met Tim Cook. Do you think that might be a little bit? So being that it is from the Cannabis News Network. Yeah, so we never know what we should or should not believe from them. Actually, we know what we shouldn't believe. Moving right along in the daily briefing, former White House counsel McGahn to defy the subpoena on Trump's orders. The president said, hey, you know something, you're my attorney. You are the president's attorney. I do not want you going and testifying in front of the Lack of Intelligence Committee. Therefore, we'll see another battle there. I'm sure these things are going to go to the Supreme Court or to the district courts. Can't we get these guys, you know, at least we finally found something that the Democrats can do in Congress, right? I mean, have we seen any bills go through from Nancy Pelosi yet?
Yeah.
Yes, we have?
Yeah, we had one go through Friday.
Oh, what was it?
It was the equality bill for...
Surprise!
It was the equality bill for the LGBTQ community to become a protected class on a federal level. They're currently a protected class on many state levels, but they are not on a federal level. So that did pass the House while we were in D.C. last Friday.
Nice. I wonder if it'll go anywhere, or are they just putting some more bills out?
It's going to go through the Senate. It's expected to pass. However, it's expected to be vetoed by the president.
Interesting. Okay. We'll see what happens there.
We will.
So more, we've got an interesting chat we're going to have to do. I'm going to save some time, a little extra time for the mortgage minute today because back on it again. CNBC this time. Diana Olick talking real estate. Now, she should never do that. I think I've got a clip of Diana Olick talking real estate. I got to find it.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's partially what we think about Diana Olick on real estate. There it is.
Such an idiot.
Diana Olick. Next time she gives us an accurate report on real estate, it will also be the first time she gives us an accurate report on real estate. So we're going to be chatting about what she had to say this morning, how she was misleading you this morning, what to expect from the home buying process. We will chat about that one as well. Are older generations really not selling their homes? We're going to chat.
I don't know, Ron. Are you?
Oh, boy. Are they not selling their homes? We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products for you, potentially even saving you $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. Checking out the markets today in the Mortgage Minute. Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 140 points. NASDAQ up nearly 84, a little over 84 points. The 10-year Treasury, S&P 500 first, up 21 points. Nice. 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points. A little bit of a disconnect when we've been watching this morning with the 10-year Treasury up at 2.43. I told you that we're going to be hovering right around 236, 237. Hit that last week. It wouldn't surprise me to see it go back there. The Fannie Mae bond down 2 basis points. That is at 102.67. Does that mean anything to anybody? Yeah, to me, and probably not to you, but you don't need to know it. As long as you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, I will share that information with you. But I'm going to tell you really more about what is going on. Anybody can find the numbers on that super secret website, google.com. But the why doesn't come out as easily. So the stocks this morning, they're a little higher as the U.S. temporarily eased restrictions on Chinese telecom company Huawei. Mortgage bond.
Again.
Huawei.
Sorry, you have to see and say it.
You have to see it and say it.
And rightfully so.
So here it is, the existing home sales report. This is where CNBC, Diana Olick, misleading America as always. So the existing home sales report for April. When you talk about a home sales report, existing home sales report for April, that is contracts that closed in April. Does that tell you anything about the real estate market in April? No. It is telling you about the real estate market from February, maybe a little bit of March, maybe a little bit of January. It's not telling you anything about April.
That is true information, folks. That is absolutely 100% correct.
Right? You can't.
Old news.
It's old news. So the fact that it came in weaker than the 2.7% gain. Okay, so that happened. It came in at minus 0.4. Not a big issue. Now, look further, CNBC. Maybe you don't have the staff that we have at Ron Siegel Radio, right? But here it is. Where was the, what part of the country was showing the negative numbers or the diminished sales? It was the northeast part of the country. What was the weather like in the northeast in February?
I think it was kind of cold and snowy.
Cold and snowy. Do you know of a, I mean, here in Southern California, if it sprinkles out, no one's going shopping. I can tell
you that.
Well, maybe they go to a mall, an indoor mall or something like that. But I can tell you, facilitating a caravan here in Anaheim Hills, we get people, the agents cancel the caravan if it's expectation of rain on Friday morning. It doesn't have to rain. Just if they think it's going to rain, they cancel their caravan showings. So in the Pacific, in the New England states, northeast, snow, cold weather, wind, all that stops people from going out shopping for new houses. They're probably not in the mood. Now let's look further at the report. Homes remained on the market. Are you ready for this during this, from the, during this reporting period? 24 days on average. So the homes that sold were on the market 24 days on average, down from 36 days in March. 53% of the homes sold in April were on the market less than a month. If you price the home properly, it sold quickly. Now, the median home price was reported at, again, this is national numbers, and this does not count California. California, this would be for a garage. But $267,300 was the median home price nationally, up 3.6% year over year. Total inventory at the end of April increased to 1.83 million, up 1.7% from last year at the same time. 4.2 months supply, up from 3.9. First time home buyers, 32% of sales, down from 33% of sales. Cash transactions accounted for 20%, down from 21%. Investors made up 16%, up from 18%. Think about some of these things. Now, again, I told you the Northeast was the only area that we saw weaker numbers. National Association of Realtors President John Smabby?
Schmaby.
Schmaby.
You say Schmaby.
It should be a SCH then or something in
you
there.
You think? Oh.
I think,
story for another day.
Okay, so his quote was, I think the market had a bit of a slower start in the fall, but realtors all over the country have been telling me that April was a nice rebound. Oh, wow. So they're talking about the current month, April, as opposed to February?
I guess we'll find out in June or July.
Exactly. That's when we're going to learn, unless we talk to a local real estate professional who has boots on the ground. So just, well, I'm not going to even go there. That'll only get me in trouble.
Boots are made for selling.
There you go. So,
I'm not going to say.
I think you already did.
Yeah,
so
well,
who's
that carnage right
yeah,
now.
Let's we got Lisa Dunn singing in the studio this morning. We've got it made.
No, it's bad.
Okay, so bad. That is the real that is the Mortgage Minute this morning, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So, speaking of our singing, you know, I've got a new branding, the singing realtor.
No, the singing realtor that you'll pay her to be quiet and stop.
I don't think I'm not going
to.
Okay, so let's move on with that one because anything I say can only get me in trouble.
Hey, but you know what? You can't handle the truth.
So I saw you were in Washington, D.C., hanging out with the president.
No.
Oh, you didn't go?
I was,
you skipped that part?
I was asked. Oh. You know, it was interesting.
Now you got to listen to this one. I'm going to go hang out with Adam Schiff, lack of intelligence.
Adam Schiff, we knew he was going to be there. The president came to visit the National Association of Realtors, and every president gets asked, and every now and then somebody shows up. But
I think this one showed up. The last one didn't. The one
no,
before
the last
that did.
One didn't. Bill Clinton actually showed up the most.
Okay.
He came to the conference.
That's because he was trying to escape from Hillary.
Say what you will. We have a little difference of opinion here, so this could be fun, kid.
Okay.
But they're not supposed to let it be known that the president's speaking anywhere until 48 hours before the event. But it was leaked out by the White House to Politico that he was actually coming out. It got word got out early on that. And the thing that's interesting is our schedule, I was there in D.C., and our schedule is out months before with meetings and events and elections and various other things that we have to attend during that time. So we all have our days scheduled ahead of time. And I had a national election that I was a voting delegate at that would make a huge difference if I was not there because every vote counted. And then a dear friend was getting his master's degree from Realtor University, a fully accredited university that I already had committed going to. Now, I must say my life was made horrible there because I was in the hotel wing that they were using for staging the president. And that was fun. It took me 25 minutes to do a walk that normally takes me 5 minutes, but, you know, it was okay. However,
it's always fun being in an area where a sitting president is at.
Definitely. And it's not my first time. I have seen Barack Obama. I've seen Bill Clinton, and I paid money to see George Bush. In fact, we were there together.
But he wasn't a sitting president.
Yeah, but I have an open mind, and I like to hear what people say.
You know something? I'm going to throw this out there. Anybody, and I will battle anybody with this. If you have an opportunity to see a sitting president or a past president, and you do not take that opportunity, there's only one word I have.
Such an idiot.
Right?
I was.
No, but I mean, you didn't have that opportunity, right? I mean, but you know, if I had, there was not a thing politically I ever agreed with Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had the opportunity to see him, if I was in an area, I would take that opportunity in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, and it was interesting because we had over 11,000 realtors in town and...
Oh, no, 11,000 realtors in one place means you've got about 15,000 opinions.
No, you've got that right. And, you know, there was people that were lined up for hours and they had, we had a live feed, which is what we did since we had already made a commitment. And, you know, we listened to it on the live feed, you know, through our phones. But, you know, it was interesting. Everybody does have an opinion. I will give the realtors this. It was a very dividing day for many of us that were there on our opinions, and everybody went their own way that afternoon. But surprisingly, we all came back together by the evening, and there really wasn't any divisive talk within our groups. Everything was good, and I think many people were very excited to have that opportunity. Not as many as they had expected. I will say the room actually was not full at the time that the president was speaking. But many of us already had commitments that we couldn't change.
Right.
So, you know,
surprisingly, the organization. I'm surprised the organization didn't account for that in some way.
Well, and I think it's interesting because you don't know that it's actually going to take place.
But somebody at the organization did.
Somebody at the organization did, and like we had.
And they don't just have a president just show up out of the blue,
but they can't talk about it.
Right.
You know, so you can't put it out there that we're going to clear the schedule for Friday afternoon and everybody come to the meeting room and you don't know why. You know, because that would have been what they had to do. And this is like we had we were in Sacramento 2 weeks prior, and Gavin Newsom was speaking to the entire realtor crowd as part of Legislative Day.
Okay.
We knew he was coming. We all knew that, you know, that was part of the program.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Actually, it was an excellent talk, and many people from both sides of the aisle were very pleased with what he had to say because it was focused on housing and realtors. It wasn't getting off on anything else. It was a very focused speech, but we knew it was there. And if you didn't want to attend, you didn't have to go, but you knew it was part of the program. This, we didn't know it was part of the program, and that didn't help. A lot of people left town the night before because
I saw that on social media, people saying, should I change my plane flight or whatever?
Yeah, you know, and they were just people have to do what people had to do. But I think that's part of the situation. You know, my own personal opinion was the conversation wasn't housing centric. It wasn't, you know, focused on the issues that we really have as realtors. And that was just my opinion. We each have our own, and you know, I respect yours as I hope you respect mine. I was a little disappointed that our commission structure was used as a joke, and that the California wildfire situation was not really addressed properly, because that's affecting tons of Californians trying to get homeowners insurance right now. We have such problems with insuring things. And as a mortgage lender, you have to agree that this, you know, if you cannot get insurance on a property, they are not going to be able to get a mortgage. So, you know, I found it a little disturbing. It was being used as a talking point against us. But, you know, as being a Californian, because we have serious issues that we really do need to discuss on a federal level, such as what are we going to do with insurance in this country?
Hold that thought. We're going to have to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. There are real issues to talk about. We're going to continue that conversation with Lisa Dunn. Are older generations really not selling their homes? We'll chat about that as well. And what to expect from the home buying process, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Are older generations really not selling their homes? Many studies suggest one of the main reasons for inventory shortage in today's market of homes for sale is that older generations have chosen to age in place over moving. 2019 Home Buyers and Sellers Generational Trend Report by the National Association of Realtors clarifies this point. NAR's findings show the baby boomers, 43%, and the silent generation, 12%, made up 56% of sellers in 2018. This means the majority of sellers last year were over the age of 54. This also shows these generations are moving. The report also shared the reasons why they choose to move. According to research, the top reason was a desire to be closer to friends and family. I shared a chart with the full breakdown. It is on our social media channels earlier today. The bottom line, if you're living in a house that no longer fits your needs, let's chat. Let's talk about it. Let's see what makes sense for you and your family. Again, give me a call, 800-306-1990, but get the free app. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get that free app. It is the quickest way that I know of for you to get updates, text messages directly to your cell phone, mobile device, and find out what new properties are on the markets. We're continuing our conversation this morning. Lisa, you should be in the studio with Lisa Dunn and I during this last break, because I think even though frequently Lisa and I will differ on political opinions, right? We do agree sincerely that, you know something, you got to listen to people. You got to be tolerant of people. And we've got our political leaders, both sides of the aisle. There's a bunch of jerks over there in Washington. Yeah, some of them in California, too, right? Well, actually, you can't say there's a bunch of jerks in California on both sides of the aisle, because there's
no
Republicans.
Really, yeah, the percentage of jerks is a little different right now. But
the part of it is there's a lot of work that really needs to be done. And when we elect people to go to Washington to do the people's work, you know, they need to stop thinking about their next election and think about what they need to get done on behalf of the people. Because, Lisa, before the break, you were chatting about, you know, especially California, we're starting, you know, they're talking about some major storms coming into the southern part of Texas.
Yeah, we have big problems on the insurance front, you know, and no matter where you are in this country, something can happen to you.
Right.
We have earthquakes in Oklahoma. We've got, you know,
tornadoes, hurricanes,
tornadoes in Colorado, where they didn't have tornadoes before. They used to not have air conditioners in Colorado. in the homes there because they didn't need them. And now they have these ridiculously hot summers that they never had before. We, you know, we've got things going on here where everything is getting more extreme. You know, everybody has their opinion on climate change. You know, there's just too much going on. We're seeing things now that we cannot deny. And this is affecting us. This is affecting our insurance rates in California. The insurance carriers that do business here for the past 2 years have not made one penny of profit insuring homeowners in California. So you know what happens
so
when
I know
people
who's asked to kick.
when you know when people aren't making money, it's a business. They're not going to just be writing insurance policies out of the goodness of their heart. They're either going to cost more or they're going to get out of the market. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that right now.
And that's a fascinating comment there, Lisa, because one of the things that I was just sharing with somebody just the other day is I was proudly a representative. I sold a lot of or helped a lot of families with subprime mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of families that needed that help.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost them money, but it saved their houses.
Exactly.
New Jersey came out with a law that said, we're not going to allow you to make X, you know, to charge X amount. And these were high-risk loans. So what did the lenders do? They stopped offering the product in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I bring that up is we're seeing that right now with some of the extremists in the Democrat Party, you know, the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders saying, well, we're not going to allow the banks to charge over 15% on credit cards.
Well,
so what's that going to do? It's going to say, okay, the person that's got a high-risk person is not going to be able to get a credit card.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting that you bring up those two names because, you know, off-air we were talking about how most people do actually get along. We just don't hear about it.
Right.
And when I was at the NAR meetings in D.C., we were very fortunate to have two members of the Problem Solvers Caucus come and speak to us. And I bet most of you people out there are saying, who the heck is the Problem Solvers Caucus?
I was just going to say that. I bet nobody's ever heard of the Problem Solver Caucus.
And there's another caucus out there called No Labels. And I'm sure nobody's heard of No Labels
either. Right.
And what these are these are bipartisan groups of Congress people that are working together to find honest to God real solutions that work regardless of their party's platform and their party's direction. These are the people you don't hear about on television because guess why? They're
Doesn't sell. They're
not out there being crazy. Crazy drives ratings. And I don't care whether it's CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News. Crazy drives ratings. So
absolutely.
You're only going to hear crazy.
There was one thing that I did agree with President Obama. If it bleeds, it leads.
That's exactly right.
Right? And he was 100% correct.
Exactly. So we actually have representatives out there, Congress people that are out there doing the people's work. And really, this is what it is. This is the people's work. And they're addressing these situations such as insurance and the mortgage interest deduction and the SALT deductions and, you know, the other things that we have going on out there, working on a bipartisan basis. And guess what? You guys are never going to hear about it because it ain't sexy and it ain't selling. So
we're going to hear about it from Lisa Dunn right here on Ron Siegel Radio.
That's right.
Right. There we go. Right. We're going to, so, you know, something I might actually try and see what they have online. I might have our teamwork on that and see what we can find online from the Problem Solver Caucus. And maybe we will report on that on a more regular basis.
It would be a fantastic thing because there are people that are willing to work together and do what we actually need to do without the drama and, you know, the political discourse.
Speaking of drama. You know something, Lisa made a comment again, we were chatting off air during the commercial break, and it's something that I want to submit to every one of you. Think about this concept. Now, Lisa made a comment that, you know, that in certain circles, people have to withhold their opinion. They cannot express their opinions because it's going to cost them business. Now, I have no problem with people being honest. Right. Lisa and I can debate any topic, whether we're on the same side of the aisle or a different side of the aisle, different opinions. But we at the end of the day, we're trying to get to the same spot.
And we respect each other.
Right.
You know, I mean, we, you know, some things that Ron says, you know, that I just absolutely think he's crazy. But, you know,
most people think I'm crazy. That,
well, yeah, you're just crazy.
But that didn't have anything to do with what I said,
which is actually probably what people think of me. But at the same time, though, we respect each other's opinion. We can have a conversation
and learn.
and learn. And you have to have an open mind because you don't know what it's like to be somebody else.
Right.
And I actually, you know, have the bill that we talked about before, the LGBTQ being included as a federally protected housing class. You know, there's no reason why these people shouldn't be treated just like human beings. And I know people have their opinions, but you know what? Go meet somebody that's not like you, whether it's a different culture, a different color, a different lifestyle.
Well, the shame of it is, from a conservative standpoint, I'm not a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I'm not a big fan of it is because I don't think that anybody should be treated differently.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we don't need to have a law to tell people to be human.
Well, unfortunately, we have to. We had a certain congressional representative that represented the Huntington Beach, California area last year who said to a group of realtors, me being one of them in the room, and the question being asked by a gay gentleman about supporting this bill. And this has been going on for over a year. We've been working on this for over a year. And he said, no, I don't see any reason why you should have to sell your house to somebody you don't want to sell your house to. And it's like, really, it's, you're not going to live there. What the hell do you care? You know, everybody's money's green at the end of the day.
Well, you know, something, I'm 50-50 on it, just because I agree that you shouldn't have to. But I think that, you know, hopefully that person gets less for their property from somebody else.
You would
and
think so.
And gets stiffed by the capitalistic society.
If you have a son or daughter that was a member of the LGBTQ community and they were there with
I do have a family member there.
Yeah. And you want them to be able to, you know.
Without a doubt.
Live a life just like
exactly.
You and Mindy can enjoy buying a home. They should have the same right to buy a
100%.
Home as you. And it's sad that we actually do need laws, because there are many people still in this country that they just don't see people as human beings. Each, you know, these people are no different than you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, not talking about our normal talk conversation this morning,
deep.
But hey, you know something? I think it's great radio, and I hope you're appreciating it as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I am going to pull a little privilege here on Ron Siegel Radio. Every once in a while, I exert a little host privilege. It's just kind of fun. And what that means, guys, is we're going to get rid of the Word on Wealth segment. I'm just going to say that it's being brought to you by our friends over at Blue Water Credit, just so I can have more time to chat with our friend Lisa Dunn in the house today.
Oh,
you know, Lisa and I were chatting during the break that, you know, we've done a lot of programs together, and Lisa made the comment that it's probably one of our best, and really because it has a lot of things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And a lot of important things. And it comes, Lisa's very, very active. I just do a little radio show here and there. She's an important person going to all of these things in Sacramento and Washington and Chicago and voting and all that.
Well, you know what? Somebody really has to do it, because what we do as realtors that are, when we're out here in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C., we're not just going there just to go party down, which a lot of people will see pictures on Facebook and say, oh, look at what they're doing. We're doing the lobbying work for the homeowners, the property owners, the future home buyers, the future home sellers. We're the only voice you have in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C.
And that's an important issue, because I've said this many times, the realtors do a great, great job of lobbying to really make the voice of the average homeowner heard. Unfortunately, the lenders don't do as good a job. And, you know, we get a lot of bad legislation on the lending side. And then there's been some of it that's been needed. Yeah. But we do get a lot of bad legislation on the lending side, because there isn't that person that's out there saying, one of the things I love watching with what the realtors are doing is you can get a lawmaker that comes up with an idea that they think is a brilliant idea, but then you bring 10,000 realtors into a room and they say, what about this? And they're saying, these are the unintended consequences of what that action might be.
Yeah, and better than that, we go to see each congressperson and we fill their office with realtors, telling them about the things that they need to be cognizant of that are going on. And my role on this trip was to bring the story of two clients that I have with a home in Cota de Casa, and they're doing pretty good. You know, I'm going to say they're of the middle class to upper middle class, are probably straddling right in between there, because in California, you know, a house can cost, you know, $1.5 million, and it's really not that big of a deal like in other parts of the country. And they have a home, excuse me, that's in about that price range. And they had no idea what the impacts of the tax reform laws were going to be to their particular situation. The husband's a business owner. The wife's a stay-at-home mom. They, you know, itemized their deductions. They didn't realize that they were going to lose over $15,000 worth of tax deductions this past year. They didn't plan for that. And they
should have been listening to Ron Siegel Radio. We could have shared with them how to straddle that info.
But the 2018 taxes really were a wake-up call for a lot of people because you didn't quite know where you sat until you had your taxes done. And they were like, oh, my God, we got hosed. We just lost, you know, just a huge write-off on our property taxes, huge write-off on our mortgage interest deduction. And, you know, because their mortgage was over $1 million a year. And that sounds maybe sounds irresponsible to people, but there's a lot of people out there with mortgages well over $1 million a year.
Sure.
And these are the people that they're not that 1%.
Well, I hope it's not $1 million a year. I hope it's just $1 million mortgage.
$1 million. I'm sorry. Let me get myself back on track here. But there's a lot of people that fit that profile where they have $1 million plus mortgage. And this really did affect them. And these are the people that are selling their homes now saying, I can't do this. And these folks are, they're not U.S. citizens, they're Canadian nationals, but they're paying taxes in the United States. They're not getting the benefits of living in the United States. They're paying the system. We just lost them. They're going back to Canada. And we just lost that businessman and his contribution to our country. We just lost him. And I had to bring that story to Representative Harley Ruta, and I was able to spend some time with Representative Katie Porter and let her know of these stories because they're looking for the real-life implications of what is going on. They don't want us to come in and say, hey, we don't like this idea. They want to hear how it's affecting the homeowners, how it's affecting the home sellers and the home buyers.
So the devil's advocate in me,
mm-hmm.
What does Gavin Newsom say about that? Because part of that issue is the fact that California is the one that's got such high taxes.
What's interesting, and here's something else that's kind of an interesting thing. There was an article, I want to say on CNBC, not Diane Olick, but it was just an article that they had on regarding the highest property taxes and the lowest property taxes in the United States. California wasn't on either list. Now we have income taxes, but our property taxes are actually relatively reasonable. But when you have high value homes, it's not the tax rate, it's the home value that makes those taxes at such a high rate. Actually, California's got a pretty good setup on property taxes compared to, you know, Texas or New Jersey. A lot of people go to Texas saying there's no income tax, but your tax rate is almost 2%. Plus, they have the same thing like what we have as Mello Roos bonds.
Property tax rate.
They call them something else.
Right.
Their tax rate's through the roof. You know, if you're going to go to Texas, you better not buy a house. You better go rent because your property taxes are hefty. So this does affect different people around the country in different ways.
Sure.
And, you know, not much, you know, we're fighting to protect Proposition 13, the 1% tax base, and where you're not getting a full reassessment every year. Realtors are fighting for the homeowners in California in that manner. We're working on trying to get first-time home buyer savings accounts so people that are low or moderate income, first-time home buyers can actually have a savings account they can put money in tax-free to use to buy a new property, and also family members can gift into those accounts. We're working on things that we can do that are going to help people be able to buy homes. We're working on trying to make some difference on housing affordability, and that's a whole story for another day, which I think we have talked about, that you can't have housing as an investment and affordable housing because that just doesn't happen together. But, you know, we're out there doing good work, and we call ourselves on the national front the Realtor Party. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're realtors and fighting on issue-driven bases for our home buyers, home sellers, and property owners out there. We're the only voice you've got. And we do a pretty darn good job because when we come to Capitol Hill, whether it be the state or Washington, D.C., they listen.
Well, I was told at one point in time that really, if you can get 10 voices into a congressperson's office, they stand up and listen. And I'm sure when you're going into town with 10 or 11,000 people, they're going to listen even louder.
The police were there the same time we were, and boy, did we have them outnumbered. It was just amazing. We had to actually turn away people. I wanted to get in to see Representative Mike Levin because him and I have both talked about veterans issues, being sure that veterans know that they have the GI Bill that will allow them to buy a house with zero down. But unfortunately, there were so many people that wanted to get into his office that, you know, I was one of the ones that was like, sorry, you can't make it. You know, there's that many of us, but they want to hear the stories. They really do want to hear how it's affecting the constituents. And there's a lot of truth to what you said, Ron, about, you know, being worried about their next election, because that certainly does happen. And I've heard that directly out of previous Congress members' mouths, that I don't agree with what's going on, but I have to follow the party line so I don't lose my leadership position. There's a lot of that going on. And so it's interesting. It's an interesting world when you really get into it and see how it works, and seeing the groups like the Problem Solvers Caucus, knowing that there are people that do want to do the right thing and do want to help the people in this country, putting aside their own personal situation. It gives me a little bit of hope. Hopefully that'll give some other people a little bit of hope.
Yeah. And I'm going to suggest, get involved with that. Take a look at the Problem Solver Caucus. Take a look at some of these organizations that are actually doing something instead of trying to instigate, investigate, sensationalize. And that's on all sides of the aisle.
It is on all sides of the aisle. It's as prevalent in the Democratic Party as it is the Republican.
Absolutely. And, get involved. And don't sit there, I'm a big believer. Don't complain unless you're willing to stand up and do something.
Yeah, at least get out there and vote. If you don't do anything else,
get educated and vote.
Get educated. Listen to both sides. There's merit on both sides, and you have to make that decision for yourself. Don't believe everything you hear, unless it's here on Ron Siegel Radio.
Exactly, and as always, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.